the Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, The Big Umbrella. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Now, the Club 23 is a high-class trap which is patronized by the better-heeled element of citizens in New York. So what I am doing there one day goes back to when I am standing in front of Mindy's and I see Spider McCoy sneaking along the street. Now, Spider does not usually sneak. He walks like he owns the world, which he does not. So I watch him for a minute, then I catch up with him.
Oh, my goodness, Broadway, do not sneak up on me like this.
It seems to me you are the one who is sneaking. What is the idea of acting like an Indian spy?
I am trailing somebody.
Oh? Whom?
The big guy with the cutaway coat and striped trousers.
What is he advertising?
Advertising?
Unless he is out of his ever-loving mind, nobody wears a rig like that in broad daylight.
Listen, I just see him put the chill to a cab jockey down the street with one punch.
I see. Well, that explains why you are sneaking up on him.
No, it does not.
Like I say, it does not. Goodbye. I will leave you to your games. Drop in Mindy sometime. We will have a fast game of hide-and-go-seek.
Listen, Broadway, come along with me.
You want I should sneak with you? Why?
To meet the next heavyweight champion of the world.
With that, Spider grabs my arm, and we sneak down the street, following the big guy in the wedding outfit. But now I know why Spider is doing it. Anytime he sees a male human being who weighs an ounce over 175 and is just a shade taller than a short midget, he has got himself the next heavyweight champ of the world. But someday he might turn up a winner, so I go along with it. And the story of the guy we follow is quite a one indeed, and I will tell it to you in a minute.
Now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, The Big Umbrella.
Like I say, we followed the big guy, who I can see is maybe just over 21, with shoulders like a battleship. In fact, he does look like a heavyweight. Then he turns into the Club 23. And Spider says to me,
he's got to stop this.
Stop what?
Going to nightclubs in the daytime. Come on, we will talk to him.
Spider, does it ever occur to you that maybe he does not want to be the champion?
What? Where is his ambition? Everybody wants to be heavyweight champion.
Not my mother.
You're a wet blanket. Say, there's Sammy.
The doorman? Look, Spider, he is only a middleweight at best.
We will ask him about the big guy. Come on. Well, well, Sammy boy.
If you are here to put the bite on the management of this club for a free squeeze, go away.
Please, Sammy, I am here for information.
Sure. Anything free you are here for. What do you want?
Who is the big guy in the split coat and the fancy pants?
Him? Just one of them ex-kings.
What?
Yeah. Some dictator puts the finger on this guy's country, and this guy fades and comes over here.
Well, well. He is really a king.
I tell you, he does not work at it. Look, Spider, he does not have a dime, and the chances are he just steps in and pinch a free meal.
We are going in to talk to him.
Spider, do not cadge in there, because I will get the bounce for letting you in.
Do not worry. I wish to buy this ex-king a sandwich. Come on, Broadway.
So I follow Spider inside. We spot the big guy sitting alone at a table. He is not a bad-looking citizen at all. In fact, he is the kind of a guy a doll would go for. Spider takes him by the arm, and we go to the ex-king's table, where the scene is as follows.
Well, 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 Your Majesty. Fancy finding you here, of all places.
Good afternoon. I know you, yes?
Not yet. My name is McCoy, Spider McCoy, and this is my friend Broadway. Sit down, Broadway.
Yes, please do. Sit down, yes.
Look, Your Majesty.
My name is Jonas. I am no longer anybody's majesty.
Okay, Jonas, I will get right to the point.
I am hungry.
There it comes, Spider.
How hungry?
I ate yesterday. yesterday morning.
Nothing since?
No.
Leave us go, Spider.
Wait a minute. I tell you what, Jonas, you listen to me for a minute, and I will take you home with me for a good home-cooked meal. How about it?
We will talk on the way, yes?
Spider, this guy is not only hungry, he is ready to eat hay if necessary.
Jonas, sit down.
Where do you live, yes?
Not far.
It will not take us long to get there, yes?
I wish he would give us a chance to answer the questions.
It will take us 5 minutes in a cab. And speaking of cabs, I see you put out that cab jockey a while back. That is a nice right you have got.
Right? Jockey? Put out?
I will start over. You hit the cab driver.
Oh, that, yes.
He is a big guy, but you put him out like a light.
I am sorry.
It's okay. Now, what does he do to vex you?
Oh, nothing.
You hit him for nothing? Jonas, that is no way to get along with people.
You do not understand, yes?
Yes. No.
He runs from his cab. He is going to bump into me, so I hold out my hand. So, he runs into it. So he falls.
Yes.
You mean he knocks himself out?
I am sorry, yes.
Spider, you are now looking at the guy who holds the heavyweight championship for the shortest time in history. Leave us go.
Yes, leave us go for the home-cooked meal.
Wait. Jonas, look, you're broke, yes?
Now you are doing it.
Jonas, is that right? You do not have any scratch money?
That is right. And I find this somewhat necessary.
Then tell you what, we will talk in the cab. And I think I have a proposition that will interest you.
Well, the ride in the cab ends with Spider talking ex-King Jonas into prize fighting. He tells Jonas there are millions waiting for him. And this pleases Jonas, because he says that now he will be able to snap his fingers at this dictator, whose name turns out to be Poltafa. Then we get to where Spider lives. His niece, Margie, keeps house for him, and she is a Judy of maybe 20, and a little more than somewhat all right. We get to the flat, and Margie opens the door, and the first thing she says is...
Good grief, another big umbrella.
Margie, please, this is different. This is the next heavyweight champion of the world. Jonas, this is Margie. Margie, this is Jonas.
I am enchanted, Margie. I kiss your hand.
I never hear of a guy who kisses hands being heavy champ.
Ah, such delightful perfume you are wearing.
I was peeling onions. Okay, come in. There's enough for all of you.
This guy is the real stuff, Margie.
He's a bum like all the rest.
Shh, he will hear you.
All right, Uncle Spider. Supper's almost ready, fellas. Will you stay, Broadway?
Well, I...
Okay, I'll put a plate on for you.
Excuse me, yes?
What?
I wish to wash my hands. Yes, please.
Sure. Come on. I will show you.
You will excuse me, please?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I love the smell in here. It's like food.
Oh, where did Uncle Spider get this one?
He stalks him down Broadway.
Oh, this is a fourth world beater in 3 months. Now he picks up one with an accent.
But this one is an ex-king.
Ex-king, ex-waiter, ex-anything. He's out of work.
No. This one is on the level.
I believe you. Nothing surprises me. Well, the next king won't be any bigger an umbrella than the others.
What do you mean by big umbrella?
They all fold up.
Oh. Margie, It seems to me that you have more than a few chances to get out of this. You are a very good-looking doll, and there are quite a number of citizens who think so.
Including you?
Definitely count me in.
Proposing, Broadway?
I do not think you would like my little hotel room.
Broadway, if I ever found the right guy... It could be a tent in Central Park. If only...
If only what?
Uncle Spider.
He holds up the whole thing?
Always chasing the end of the rainbow. Always looking for the next champion of the world.
Yeah, like a big kid.
Sure. You know, I'd be out of this place only 10 minutes, and he'd have half the characters in town sponging off him. He'd have this flat crammed with heavyweight prospects eating him out of house and home.
Sooner or later, you have got to think of yourself.
I guess so, sooner or later.
Who knows? Maybe this Jonas is the answer.
Him? Oh, 10 to 1, he's like all the others.
Why do you say that?
You say he's an ex-king.
That is correct.
Why is he an ex-king?
Well, it seems that a dictator named Poltafas puts the finger on Jonas's country. And Jonas takes the win.
Beat it out, huh?
I guess so.
Then he comes over here and does exactly nothing. Walks around in fancy clothes.
Those are the only ones he has got. It seems he is locked out of his hotel room because of lack of scratch.
But he didn't try to get a job.
Well, not from what I hear.
He lets the dictator take away his country. He comes over here and lies down.
That seems to be it.
See what I mean, Broadway? Just another big umbrella.
Well, Spider starts to train Jonas. Then it comes up a month later, and Spider puts Jonas in the ring. Jonas wins. Not because he's a world beater, but because Spider picks the opponent with ever loving care. This happens again and again. And what is more, the crowds go to see Jonas because they like the idea of watching an ex-king in short pants do his stuff. I admit he looks good, and the dolls go for him because he is more than somewhat handsome. Then it comes up five or six fights later, and we are all in Spider's flat celebrating another victory.
Yes, sir, Jonas. You stick with me and you'll be able to tell that dictator Poltafus to go crawl in a knothole.
I will be heavyweight champion, yes?
Well, take it easy. We've got to build you up slow-like. I do not want to rush this.
The fans are beginning to ask for better competition for Jonas, Spider.
Let them ask. Jonas is my boy.
Sooner or later, you gotta find out if he can take it.
Do I not win over anybody I fight, yes?
Sure, you won all right, hands down.
Then I am good, no?
Oh, yeah, good.
Margie, what is eating you?
Nothing, Uncle Spider, nothing at all.
Maybe we better change the subject.
There is something wrong. What is the matter?
Nothing at all, Jonas.
Margie.
What?
Sometimes I think you do not like me, yes?
Sometimes you could be right, yes.
Look, let us do like Broadway says, change the subject.
Sure, change the subject. But how long do you think you can string this out?
Meaning what?
You know what I mean, Uncle Spider.
What is all this talk?
Just that, Jonas, talk. Margie, drop it.
I won't. One set up after another for this big umbrella. You know the fans just go to see him because he's an ex-king.
What is this you are saying?
Nothing. Forget it, Jonas.
See if he can take it. See what happens when you match him with a real good heavy.
Look, I'm doing the matchmaking and managing. Nobody else, see?
Sure, sure, I see. I see, all right.
Where you going?
In the kitchen, where I belong.
And with that, Margie disappears into the kitchen. Now, I figure there is something wrong indeed. And what it is, I will tell you in a minute.
Now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, The Big Umbrella.
Like I say, Margie fades into the kitchen. I tell Jonas and Spider to wait a minute, and I go into the kitchen. And what I hear there is...
No.
All right if I come in, Margie?
No. Leave me alone.
This is no time to be alone, doll.
I... Oh, Broadway.
Sure, I know.
You know what?
Lots of things. Beginning with the fact that you are more than a little in love with Jonas.
It's that plain, huh?
To me. But I see farther than the ends of a heavyweight.
I have to go and fall for a guy like that.
Well, there is no accounting for what makes people do things. However, there is nothing wrong with what you do. He is a nice-looking guy.
A big umbrella.
You do not know that for sure.
That's just it. I don't know anything for sure. Of all the guys for me to fall for, him. He never did a lick of work in his life. He gets run out of his own country instead of standing up for his rights.
I can say nothing about that.
Well, I can. And he's fought nobody but setups, Broadway. He's a meal ticket for Uncle Spider, and he hasn't got sense enough to see it.
Look at it this way, doll. He knows nothing about the fight game. He thinks he is a world beater.
What'll happen when he meets a real heavy?
Maybe he never will.
I gotta know, Broadway. I gotta know what's inside him. If I'm in love with a guy, I want to know if he can take care of me when things are tough, or if he'll fold.
Yeah, I see your point. Who is it?
It is Jonas. I may come in, yes?
No.
Sure he can. Come on in, Jonas.
I may come in, yes?
Where is Spider?
He went out for something. I...
What do you want?
I
guess I will leave.
No, don't leave.
Okay.
Margie, why do you not like me? Is it that I do something to make you, what do you say, sore at me?
No.
I like you very much. Yes, very much.
You do?
I remember nobody else I like so much.
Well, that seems to be that.
It's not that simple, Broadway. Jonas, why did you leave your country?
Because Poltophus made me leave.
Didn't you try to stand up to him?
To Poltophus? But nobody does that.
You had a country, your people. You left them flat.
I could do nothing.
Why not?
Why? Because I do not know.
Did anyone else stay to fight against him?
Oh, yes. There were many who stayed.
But you, a king, you left.
Poltophus is...
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about you. What kind of a man are you?
Man? What kind? Broadway, what does she mean?
Well, seems to me that is a pretty good question she asks. Got an answer, Jonas?
No, I do not have an answer. I do not think about it before, I guess.
Then you better start, huh?
Sometimes I wonder why I did not stay in my country. But I am a king.
Ex.
But do you not see? I am to rule. I am born for that. All my life people tell me that. I have never, what you say, had to fight for anything.
I see. All right, Jonas, let me tell you something. The men you fought in the ring were hand-picked. I could have licked them. Do you get it? Understand?
Margie, shut up.
Spider, what is this she says?
Do not pay any attention to her.
But she says that...
I make the matches. I do the managing.
Yes, you do. Jonas, ask him to get a real opponent for you. Ask him.
Jonas, you want money, don't you?
Yes.
The fans crowd in to see you fight because you're an ex-king. They will keep crowding in as long as you win. But once you lose, the money stops. Now figure it out.
Spider, take it easy.
Sure, but I do not take chances. Figure it out, Jonas. What can you do to make a living?
Why, I... Nothing.
Uh-huh, nothing. A guy like you likes to live high. You cannot do it without scratch. Okay, either do what I say and keep on lying in your pockets, or cut loose and go on the breadline. What'll it be? Well, Jonas, is it riches or rags? Take your choice.
Margie.
Take your choice.
Spider, I will do what you say.
And another big umbrella folds up.
So it goes. Jonas fights three or four more guys that Spider picks like an ever-loving wife picks a Christmas necktie. Margie puts the frost to Jonas, but I know she is very much in love with him. And from what I can see, Jonas is also an easy mark for Cupid. Of course, I see Margie's point. Being tied up with a guy who has no more spine than a dish towel is no fun. Then it comes on one day, and I'm sitting in my hotel room when somebody knocks. Come in, come in.
Broadway. I'm glad I find you. I'm in bad trouble.
Trouble, Spider? You?
I cannot find Jonas.
What? He is not at his hotel?
I go there. The clerk tells me Jonas gets a telegram in the middle of the night and takes the wind, but fast.
Who is this telegram from?
I do not know.
Where is Margie?
She is out looking.
Oh, well, where do you look so far?
Every place.
It seems to me you do not look every place because Jonas is still missing.
Say, I just think of something.
Like what?
That telegram. Broadway. What if it is a telegram saying for him to go back to his country?
In which case, you are out one heavyweight.
No, he cannot do this to me.
Look, Spider, let us go back to his hotel.
I tell you, I was just there.
Okay, so Jonas does a fade in the middle of the night. Now, suppose he takes a cab to wherever he goes.
Huh?
Sure. There are not many hacks sitting around in front of his hotel that time of night. So, we find the jockey that drives Jonas to wherever he is going.
You are a Sherlock Holmes. Come on.
And that is what we do. It takes us 20 minutes to find the hacky, and he tells us that Jonas seems in a big hurry to get to a classy apartment house way out in Washington Heights. Spider has it no other way than we all go out there. I do not approve of this, because it seems to me that Jonas is a big boy now. But I, Margie, and Spider find ourselves a half hour later standing outside an apartment door listening to something going on inside.
No, it is impossible, I tell you. Impossible.
You will do as I say. It is the only condition.
The only one?
Yes, your majesty.
That is Jonas in there, all right.
And who's the other man?
I will get you 10 that it is Poltophus.
What is he doing here? He is trying to rob me.
Uncle Spider, let's get out of here.
No, I'm not going to let them steal Jonas from me.
Let's go.
Wait a minute.
What are you doing?
Taking a peek through the keyhole.
What do you see?
There was a guy in there, a guy about 7 feet tall and just as big around.
What is happening?
Nothing. If that is Poltavas, he is wearing about 9 bushels of beard.
I do not care if he needs a shave or not. What is happening with Jonas?
He is just sitting there. Poltavas is looking at him. And there is a Judy in the room, too.
A girl? What does she look like, Broadway?
From what I can see, she is shading 40 and looks like Poltavas.
With a beard?
That is all she is missing. They are all just looking at each other. Now Jonas is going to stand up and...
Broadway, what is it?
I see enough. Poltavas gives Jonas a shove and pushes him back in the chair.
And Jonas? Broadway? Jonas?
He stays in the chair.
I think we'd better go.
No, Jonas has a contract with me and I'm going in there.
You cannot.
But I am, and if the door is locked, I will break it in.
Hey, you, Margie. Spider.
What is going on in here? Jonas, what is all this?
Who are you? What do you want here?
I want my boy, Jonas.
Your boy? Your Majesty, who are these people?
They are friends, Poltavas.
So? Get out of here. Get out! Or I will throw you out.
He looks plenty big enough to throw us out and have something to spare.
Spider Margie, please go. There's nothing you can do here.
I guess not.
Now wait. I want to know what the pitch is.
They want me to go back to my country. The people want me back.
Do you
want to
go?
I wish to do what my people want.
Then what is the argument?
But first, Poltavas wants me to marry his sister.
What? That Chromo?
You call my sister?
I get it. You marry her, Poltavas has got an in, even if you are king.
Yeah. You're crazy. You can't do it.
I have had enough of this stupidity. Now, get out. Get out.
No. No, they will stay.
What? What? You dare to contradict me?
I do not love your sister. I cannot marry her.
Why not, Jonas? Why not?
I love Margie.
Jonas.
Yes, I do. I will not marry that Chromo.
Jonas, you have insulted my sister.
Get away from my boy.
Keep out of it, Spider.
But keep out of it.
Yes, keep out. Well, Jonas, you will apologize.
I...
And you will marry her.
No.
Jonas!
That will teach you to fall in love with a commoner.
You hear that? He calls Margie a commoner. I will cook him.
Stay out of it, Uncle Spider.
We'll apologize, Jonas.
Please go. Margie, Spider, Broadway, please go.
Yes, it is all over.
Yeah, all over.
Margie, wait. I love you.
Sure.
I won't marry her. I won't.
Do not think he will get up this time.
Oh, he's killing my boy.
Hit back, Jonas. Hit back.
Hit back.
I will not marry her.
We will not argue about it.
Oh, Jonas, fight back. Fight back.
Lock the punches, Jonas. Lock him.
Jonas, keep jabbing your left. He's a sucker for a left. Keep jabbing.
The old 1-2, Jonas. The old 1-2.
Poltavas is too big. Somebody call the cops.
No, let him go.
He is down again.
Somebody give me your gun.
Finish, Your Majesty?
No. Come on, Poltavas. Come on.
Hurry!
Why? Who says the kid cannot take?
He takes enough to ruin a dozen heavies.
Oh, Jonas, that's enough. Don't.
Now you, get up, Poltavas. Come on, get up.
I will kill you!
It looks like curtains for Mr. Poltavas.
Now, get this. I will not marry your sister. You understand, Poltavas?
I understand, Your Majesty.
And furthermore, I will go back to our country, and you will take orders from me. And I will marry Margie, and she will be my queen. Understand?
The old one to again?
No, Your Majesty.
Margie.
What, Jonas?
You think you will like my country?
I'll love it. You big umbrella.
Umbrella? Broadway, what does she mean?
Nothing at all, Jonas. Nothing at all. So, that is that. Jonas goes back to his country with Margie as his wife. Spider goes with them because he will never let go of a good heavyweight. But that is not the end. The payoff comes sometime later, and I will tell you about it in a minute. It is a long time later, almost a year, in fact, that I am sitting in Mindy's when I look up and who is standing there but Spider McCoy. He sits down and says...
Well, Broadway, how are you?
Great, Spider, great. But you?
Fine, fine.
It is almost a year since I see you. How are Jonas and Margie?
First rate. Happy and ever-loving.
Well, I suppose you come back here to stay, huh?
Oh, no, I'm just here for a week. I am importing heavyweights to Jonas's country.
You are doing what? How is the crop?
Not so good. I do not see a one who can beat Kid Poltafas.
Say that again?
Sure. I make Poltafas heavyweight champ of Jonas's country.
Well, well, well. So you manage a champ at last.
Uh-huh. Well, I just drop in for a minute. I have got to meet my wife.
Yo, Spider, when does this happen?
Oh, when we get to Jonas's country, I marry Poltafas's sister.
That Chromo? Excuse me.
Oh, she is all right. She's very quiet and a fine cook.
But how does it happen you marry her?
Well, I see a great heavyweight prospect in Poltafas. But he will not sign a contract with me until I marry that his sister.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, The Big Umbrella. Listen in again next week for... The Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.